guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, The one who recites durood upon me once, Allah ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, removes his 10 sins and elevates his rank by 10 times. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once again, I welcome the dear viewers of Madani channel to our beautiful silsila, which is regarding our role models. Who are our role models? Who are the true role models of Islam? Who are those personalities whom we should look up to? And alhamdulillah, we bring up a topic regarding a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to learn from their life, in order to learn from their biography, so that we attain success by following their footsteps. And inshallah ta'ala, these are the one by whom we will get Jannatul Firdaus, and these are the ones by the sadaqah and the wasila of whom we will attain success in this world and in the hereafter, inshaAllah ta'ala. So today the personality regarding whom we will discuss, a very beautiful personality, and I am sure that the viewers of Madani channel who are listening to me now, I'm sure that 95% of you have heard the name of Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great wali of Allah, such a great buzurg, such a great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an example for us, a role model for us, such a great lover and a devotee of Rasul Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a person holding great characteristics. So as we speak about the personalities, the pious ancestors in our episodes, so today our episode will revolve around the personality of Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore, so we start by when Sayyiduna Huzur Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born. He was born around the year 218 Hijri in Baghdad Sharif, in the blessed beautiful city of Baghdad Sharif. His name is Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was known as Abul Qasim. When he was 7 years old, he went to Haramain Sharifain in the company of Hazrat Sayyidina Sirri Saqti radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When they reached the Haram Sharif, 400 ulama-i karam were seated there, discussing the topic of shukr, the topic of gratefulness. All of the ulama presented their views about what they think about gratefulness and shukr. Hazrat Sirri Saqti radiallahu ta'ala anhu then turned towards Hazrat Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Oh Junaid, you too should say something. And how old is Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Just a 7 years old child. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Sirri Saqti radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, Oh Junaid, why don't you say something? So on hearing this, he lowered his sight for a few moments and then said, Shukr, gratefulness is this, that you should not be disobedient through whatever bounties Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with. And you should not use it as a means of disobedience and causing distress to people. So beautiful words at the age of just 7 years of age. Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying that shukr is that you don't be disobedient to Allah. Shukr is that you be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr is that you abide by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr is that whatever ni'mat Allah ta'ala has given you, don't be arrogant on that. Don't be boastful on that. Don't consider yourself to be better than others on that. This is what shukr is. according to Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala, just at the age of 7 years. This was the age of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he uttered such great words of wisdom. And we have a lot to learn in this. You know, sometimes when we attain a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we attain something good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we tend to forget that. Allah ta'ala granted us the ni'mat of parents. Allah ta'ala granted us the ni'mat of a good house, a good family, a good car, a good method of life. Allah ta'ala has granted us all of that. But we seem to act as if they are not ni'mats. Ma'azallah. We tend like that. While these are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person meets up in an accident. A person faces a calamity. A person faces a problem. So he will remember that for the entire life, that in so and so year, at so and so place, I was in an accident. Or this happened to me, that happened to me. But when it comes to the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we keep forgetting it. What is the reason? Why do we do that? In fact, if we understand the concept of shukr, the concept of gratefulness, what the pious ancestors have taught us, then our life would be like a garden of Madinatul Munawwar. But unfortunately, this is not how we are. We tend to forget the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala, and we remember the calamities which come to us. We remember that my car was destroyed in an accident, but we do not remember that 2 years after that Allah ta'ala granted you more cars. We remember that my house was on fire few years ago, but we forget that Allah ta'ala granted you much better house. We remember that my child at the time of birth, he passed away, but we forget that after that Allah ta'ala has given you 4 or 5 children. We remember all the calamities, but we keep forgetting whatever the bounties which we attain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the biggest bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we have attained is the treasure of Iman. And if we do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, these ni'mats will increase for us. The taste of our Iman will increase for us. Our other ni'mats will increase for us. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That if you be grateful towards me, I will increase it for you. And if you be ungrateful towards me, then my adab is really severe. So if we want our ni'mats to increase, if we want Allah ta'ala to increase our ni'mats, then we have to increase shukr. We increase shukr, Allah ta'ala will increase his ni'mats. So Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi, at the age of only 7 years of age, says it very beautifully that shukr is that you be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you refrain yourself from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever Allah ta'ala has granted you with, you do not cause harm towards others because of that. So when Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he uttered these beautiful words that shukr is such a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shukr holds such importance in the bargah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the ulama which were seated there, all the ulama which were present there, on hearing this, they said, O coolness of our eyes, whatever you have said is the truth, and you are the honest in your words, and we cannot say better than whatever you have said. Subhanallah. They said, O young boy, whatever you said is correct. You are honest in your words, and we cannot give such beautiful advice like you have given. And then Hazrat Siddiq Saqati radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O my dear son, from where did you learn these such beautiful words? Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, this is through the blessing of your esteemed companionship. He related this credit towards Sayyidina Siddiq Saqati radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that because of your company, I learned such beautiful lessons in my life. He is the murid and Khalifa of Hazrat Siddiq Saqati radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great alim and a mufti in his era. He was ahead of all in wisdom. From the beginning right up to the end of his life, he was loved by all. All the people loved him. Everybody loved him. Everyone was pleased with him as the leader. There is no person that can point even a finger at the maqam of Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The only people who could not see the station of Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu were those who were blind in their faith. He was known as the voice of the people, but he always called himself Abdul Mashayikh, the servant of the masters. Many of the ulama also called him Sultanul Muhakkikin, meaning the king of the researchers. He had reached every high level in Shariat and Tariqat. Many great sheikhs followed his silsila. He was the greatest sheikh of his era. He spent time in the khidmat of Sayyidina Muhasibi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once someone asked Hazrat Siddi Sakhti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if the murid can be more famous than the peer? And Hazrat Siddi Sakhti radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, it is possible. The perfect example is right before you. I am the peer of Junayd al-Baghdadi, but he is more exalted than me. Just imagine, when the peer praises the murid, then what will be the shan of that murid? When the peer is uttering such beautiful statements regarding the murid, how special that murid would be. And how blessed that murid would be. This is our role model. This is our Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is that personality whom we should follow. This is that person whom we should look up to. This is that person according to whose lifestyle we should also spend our lives. May Allah ta'ala grant us that ability that we are able to mold our lifestyle into the lifestyle of Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Even though Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was such a big friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was very humble. He always stayed very down to earth. He always lowered himself. He always showed great respect to others. He kept fast for most of his life. Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, look at his nobleness. Look at his akhlaq. Look at his character. Such a great station he had in the bargah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he always kept himself down to earth. He always kept himself lowered. And he met everyone with respect. He loved everyone. Everyone loved him. No one could raise a finger on him. He paid respect to each and every person. He would spend time with the people. And one more thing which we learned is that he would fast for his entire life. And this is how he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how much he used to care regarding the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu initially was a businessman. He was a tajir initially. And used to sell mirrors. His manner was that he used to enter his shop and then read 400 rakats of nafal salah. Subhanallah. He was a trader of mirrors. As he would enter the shop, he would read 400 rakats of nafil salah. This action of his, of reading 400 rakats nafil salah as entering the shop, he continued this for many years. He then left this work and sat in the khidmat of his peer and murshid, Sayyiduna Imam Siddi Sakhti radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He took a room in the house of his peer sahib and then spent his time in the cleansing of his heart. When he used to be in muraqabah, meaning ecstasy. Ecstasy means to be lost in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would remove the musalla from under him as he did not wish to concentrate on anything. He only engrossed himself in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spent 40 years in muraqabah, deep spiritual meditation. For 30 years, he stood after Isha Salah until Fajr, and made zikrullah, made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to make his fajr salah with the wudu of Isha salah. He says, for 20 years, I did not miss my takbir ula, first takbir of namaz in jamaat. And if I thought of any worldly thing during my salah, I would repeat my salah. And if I thought of jannat or the hereafter in my salah, then used to make sajda sahab in my salah. Allahu Akbar. Because his sole purpose was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get the closeness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So much love for salah, so much passion for ibadat, so much passion for zikrullah, spending so much years in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading so many years of salah without missing a takbir ula, repeating the salah. If there was any worldly thought in his mind that our salahs nowadays, and that too if we read our salahs, are not free from the worldly thoughts. We always have the worldly thoughts running on our mind. Yes, we have come to the masjid to read Zuhr Salah, but we are worried that what we have left at the shop, we are worried that if the Imam Sahib takes a bit longer, I would miss 2-3 customers of mine. We are in Salah, but in Ruku we are thinking of the meeting we have in the evening. We are in Sajda, but we are thinking that what we have to do tomorrow. This is how our Salahs have become. But look at the shan of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If he thought about any worldly thing in his Salah, he would repeat his Salah. Why? Because his main purpose was to please Allah ta'ala and to get the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One pious ancestor narrates that he dreamt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was also seated in the mahfil of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then saw that a person came and presented a question to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, hand it over to Junaid. He will write the answer. The person then said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed at your feet. How can I give it to Junaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu in your presence? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just as the prophets are proud of their entire ummah, I am proud of Junaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at his station and maqam in the bargah of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he was so close of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And how did he attain this closeness? This was only because of his clean heart, that he always worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always acted upon the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because of which he was blessed with such a great honor. Once a man presented him with 500 ashrafis, coins. And 500 ashrafis was a great amount at that time. So Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked if he had any other wealth with the exception of the 500 ashrafis. The man replied that he did. Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, will you ever need any more money in the future? He said, why not? Obviously I would need. There is always a need for money. Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that you are in need of the money and you will be in need of the money. So you keep it. I do not want it. Keep it for yourself, for you are more needy than I am. Since I have nothing and still I have no need for anything more. Even though you have wealth, you are still in need of more. I would really appreciate it if you would please take back this money, as I do not take from those who are already in need themselves. And I believe that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is ghani. He is the most generous. And the rest of the world are faqir. Everyone in this world is needy for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala bestows upon everyone. Allah ta'ala gives everyone. You have brought this money while you are needy yourself. You keep it. I do not need it. I do not have anything. And I am sure Allah ta'ala will give me. This was the tawakkul. This was the mindset. This was the trust in Allah which this pious ancestors had. Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sure that Allah ta'ala will give me. Allah ta'ala will bestow upon me. I do not need any person to give me anything. Allah ta'ala is alone enough for me. Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu's excellence has no comparison. His karamat, the greatest karamat is to remain firm on the shari'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Al-istiqamatu fawq al-karama. Istiqamat is more higher than doing karamats. Istiqamat means steadfastness, and karamat is a miracle. So steadfastness is better than doing miracles. And the best miracle of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that he always was firm on the shari'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would never ever compromise when it came to the shari'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should also learn from this that no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the causes are, no matter what the reasons are, we should never ever compromise when it comes to Sharia. And this is what Dawat-e-Islami teaches us, that no matter what happens, do not compromise on Sharia. Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, teaches us this every moment. The Muballigheen of Dawat-e-Islami teach us this every moment in Bayanat, through Madani channel, through other reasons, through other causes. They keep on reminding us, they keep on teaching us that if we are steadfast in Sharia, this will be a means of us to live our life happily according to Islam, and this will be a means of us entering into Jannah. There was a murid of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who used to live in Basra. He once intended to commit a sin. The moment this thought entered his heart, his entire face turned black. When he looked in the mirror, he was amazed to see his condition. He was really shocked. But how come I've turned black? He was very ashamed and stayed indoors. After 3 days, the blackness disappeared and his face returned to its original color. On the same day, a person delivered a letter to him, which was from his peer of Murshid, Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he opened that letter, he found the following written inside, that keep your heart in control and remain respectfully a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 3 days and three nights, I had to do the job of a laundry man so that I may wash the blackness of your face. Allahu Akbar. A murid, intense bad, face turned black, and the peer of Murshid is working to clean his face. It's working to clean the dirt of the face and the dirt of the heart. Look what shan Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has. And Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one of the sheikh, one of the peers in Silsila Aliya, Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Attariyya. And alhamdulillah, we also fall in that chain. And we are hopeful by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He also cleans our heart as well. May Allah ta'ala make it such that we follow His footsteps, we follow His teachings, and we also are able to clean our hearts. And may Allah ta'ala grant us steadfastness on the footsteps of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is the message of Dawat Islami, that whatever your pious ancestors have taught you, keep on that. They are our role models. We have to follow them. If we do not follow them, then who will follow them? We take their names, we celebrate their nights, we love them, and we claim to love them, but this love should also implement in our lives. Why only say it? Why only limit it to lip service? Why not activate this formula in our lives? Why not act upon it? Why not implement it practically in our lives, in our homes, and in our families? This is the message of Dawat Islami. Get attached to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami gives you many chances and many causes of following the seerat of such pious ancestors of deen. And may Allah Ta'ala make us steadfast on our intention. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Sallu Ala Al-Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with